This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you win. Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching Leicester Till I Die TV.
Oh, hello there. How are you doing? Good evening, good afternoon, good morning, good day, goodbye. Hello, depending wherever you are in the world. Welcome along. Hope you can hear me okay. It's been one of those days today. How are you? We are here for the FA Cup final draw, the quarter final draw. We came up against the Premier League team. We beat a Premier League team. Are we ready for the Premier League? That's a different question altogether, of course. Let me ask you a question to start with. How many of you remember this?
It didn't happen in 49, 61, 63 or 69 when they reached the final. But the class of 2021 have delivered. Leicester City are FA Cup winners at last and are history makers at Wembley.
Leicester Till I Die TV, home of the FA Cup winners.
Yep, the draw is coming up at 7 o'clock. We've got one of those in the cabinet now. Leeds are playing Chelsea tonight. Come on, Chelsea. I don't know if you saw my post today. Check it out. Or yesterday, in fact. Check it out, please, on bbc.com/LCFC. It's all about Leeds beating us and Coventry as well. Very much tongue-in-cheek. It makes me laugh that the Leeds fans are still are going on. They're going like, oh, 5 days and he's still going on about it. Yep, 5 days and Leeds fans, you're still coming on a Leicester channel. What's it all on about? Hey, Brad could be joining us in a minute. I'm just looking at him in the green room. Well, I'm not looking at him because he's not there at the moment. Say a few hellos. Kyle, hello, sir. How are you? Andreas, hey Chris, how are you? Missed your show big time, mate. Honestly, I went to the match. I did do a bit of a blog. I was putting it together this afternoon and I thought, no, it just didn't work. And I'm going to be honest with you, if anything, it actually took the edge off me watching the game, because my son said to me, sat next to me, he said, like, well, stood next to me, we didn't do much sitting down. He said, like, oh, every time Leicester got an attack, you were searching for your phone, trying to get it out to video, and it did. So, yeah, they do get the views, and they are very popular with viewers, but unfortunately, ruins it for me, and I wanted to enjoy it. Jim's in. Hi, Jim. How are you? Hi, Fields. Good evening, sir. Hello. How the devil are you? Adele is in. Not the Adele. Oh, I was going to go, hello. Sound working well. Thank you very much, Kyle. Ronald McDonald is in. Good evening, sir. That was brilliant. I watched it. Oh, great game. Great game. We're doing a special later. Come and join us, Kate. And we've got we got Craig from up the clouds, up the cherries in all departments. He's agreed to come on. Memorable. And Nate is in. Good evening. I can see him now. He's there. Uddy and all. Let me bring him in. Bradders, how the devil are you, sir?
I'm a lot better now. I can warm my hands up on a quarterfinalist cup. Should I call it? Should I start calling it the quarterfinalist cup?
It might be the only cup we get this season. Bum bum.
Well, maybe, but we've still got more chance of winning a cup than Tottenham.
But we have. But then again, we kind of get used to that, don't we?
Well, I think Spurs fans are used to it as well. Yeah.
Right, let me just. I'm going to put the balls numbers across the bottom there for you.
Yeah, putting the balls in the on the screen.
I'm not a suspicious man, but I had a piss before the game yesterday, and it was one of those porter cabin things. I'm not saying that Bournemouth play in a shed at all, far be it from me to say that, but it was in a porter cabin outside the ground, and the toilet flush was all blue. And I came out and I said, it's a sign.
We look for any sort of suspicions that when we win, the second we lose a game, nothing happened. We did something wrong. It was a sock going. It was stepping in that one puddle that got a sock wet. That was the sign.
My son looked at me and he went, "What?" You know. But in the last round we were number 13. In this round we're number 3.
You know what to say, Chris? 3 is a magic number.
They do, indeed, they do. Look, Newcastle scraped through yesterday. They're number 1. Chelsea or Leeds, they're on ITV4. They are playing each other. First FA Cup game since that notorious let's just kick the shit out of each other game back in the 70s. Leicester City are 3. Liverpool or Southampton are 4.
That correction, Chris. That's not Liverpool or Southampton. That's Southampton and Southampton's under 12s.
Oh, fair enough. Good point, then. Good point. Where were you early when I was typing all this out? Number 5 is Forest or Manchester United. And I've got to be honest with you, I've got quite a fancy for Forest doing that. 6, Wolves or Brighton and Hove. 7, Coventry. 8, Manchester City. Look. Let's presume Chelsea are going to beat Leeds tonight. We're going to get Chelsea or Manchester City, aren't we? We always do in the quarters.
It tends to be a curse for us to get one of them in the quarters. We usually get. In fact, actually, there was quite a bit of a spell where we got Man City in the quarterfinal of the Carabao Cup, and then I think one year we got Chelsea in the quarterfinals, or maybe the fifth round of the FA Cup. In fact, I remember the last time we played Chelsea, that wasn't a final in the cup. We lost to them in extra time in the FA Cup. So it is a bit of a cursor. However, you want to go superstitious, Chris. Now, I'm not trying to make a prediction here for the draw. I am. But the last time, if Leicester were to get Brighton at home, the last time Leicester played Brighton in a quarter final of a cup competition, they then went on to win the competition. Now, granted, superstition to follow that way, we'd need Southampton to beat their under-12s to play them in the semi-finals, like we did that time. But when we won the competition, we did beat Brighton in the quarter-final. So if we get Brighton in the quarter-finals at home, I'm just saying put a 10p bet on Iheanacho scoring a winner, maybe, if you want to get superstitious.
Well, looking on his performance when he came on last night, but that's another story. Probably wouldn't. Look, who do you want? I mean, I'd love Coventry at home, obviously.
I mean, look,
that's my second choice. I would love Southampton away. let me put that in there first. But taking the fact that I'd be able to go to that one, Coventry at home would be nice.
No, obviously, Coventry at home is the prize for all Forest at home. Coventry more than Forest, but there is two Midlands clubs there that we kind of owe a little bit to, don't we? Because Notts Forest humiliated us in the following season after we'd won the FA Cup. They absolutely humbled us at their ground the following year. And Coventry had the big FA Cup final victory when they beat 10 men Leicester 3-1, and it took them 80 minutes to finally break the deadlock against us. So we should show them what actually happens to us if they turn up in an actual FA Cup tie. That'd be nice, because they had the most difficult tie of all, didn't they, Chris? Of course, of beating Maidstone or Maidhead, or I forget which.
Yes.
I don't know how I've confused them both. So it would be kind of nice. But I kind of... Apart from the obvious, the big Erling Haaland in the room, who apparently just played Luton on his own last night. I know this is all you got to beat these big teams to win the competition. I'd rather get to Wembley and take on Man City than I would anything. I'm realistically going to take on anybody at this point, because Chelsea are frail. Man United are frail. So even if they got past Leeds and Forest respectively, at home, I would take on pretty much anybody barring Man City. I think we've got a chance to beat anyone, Chris, especially if that's what our so-called B team does against a Bournemouth strong side last night.
I wasn't thinking they were going to win, to be honest with you, when I saw the team, when I knew he was going to make a lot of changes. But it wasn't just... It was better than the team that started against Birmingham, let's be honest with you. Doug is in. Good evening, Doug. He says, can see us getting you lot tonight. We'll see. Scott's in. Hi, Scott. Evening, Chris. Doug says, ignore his first message. I had done, because I started at the bottom, Doug. Spencer is in. We'll get Man City away, as indeed has just. But there are so many things. And I don't know. Oops, I don't know what's happened to the banner there. Let me put that back up. There we go. Oh, we're about to do the draw, mate. So,
yeah, it's brilliant. You lied to me. It is on BBC, the draw.
On the TV? According to the FA, it was on ITV, but there we go.
You might have it on both, because you've got Chelsea and Forest kicking off at Chelsea, Leeds and Forest same time, haven't they?
I know Leeds are on the huge...
Hey, it's Shovel Hands. It's David Seaman doing the draw on the BBC. It is.
Hopefully you're not ahead of me.
No, they're just waffling.
They're
doing some pre-talk on there. They're showing
Seaman holding the cup up again.
Yeah, David Seaman lifting the old trophy.
Well, you'll know to wait for me anyway, won't you?
Yeah. Oh, spoilers alert! Leicester knocked out Bournemouth. There you go. Practicing to beat you to it.
It's not often you see Seaman at this time of night, is it?
Depends how your evening went. This is very true.
This is very true. But here we go.
I have to ask Chris. I don't know if you've spoken to him yet. How did Paddy feel about it? Is he taking his anger out on some of these animals?
He didn't answer the phone twice yesterday when I tried getting hold of him after the match. He wasn't answering his phone.
I wonder why. Maybe he's got stuck up a cow's arse. Although I didn't say that.
His new nickname is Mr. Penis Head. So let's
that's a story for the next show after this, mate.
It is. Right, here we go. He's going to drop his balls, his semen. We're children, aren't we? It's like being in the school.
Just ask Ronaldinho about him missing his balls. Oh, dear. Here he goes. I just want us at home, Chris. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, right. First one out here is... That's Wolves or Brighton? They are out.
That's one of the few you're looking at. You're open for it. Maybe not away, but I'd still take it.
Oh, they're playing Coventry.
Ooh, that's a good one. There's a chance still. Well, that means there's. I like that draw, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. Nottingham Forest or Manchester United are at home?
No. Here we go. Here comes number three. I can tell. Just sense it.
No, they're playing Liverpool or Southampton.
Ooh,
so it looks like we're going to get a Premier League side again.
I'll take Newcastle then, I guess.
Chelsea or Leeds? Oh.
Here you go. Here. Chris called it. Here we go.
Leicester City.
For God's sake, you called it.
I've got a graph ready as well. Graphic. Right, keep them talking, Brad, while I go and do my graphic.
Well, I mean, Chris said it, didn't he? Quarterfinals, it's always a Man City or a Chelsea. Funny, Man City are at home to Newcastle. Not the draw I kind of wanted. I personally would have preferred, at least at home. That, you know, if anything's going to happen in the FA Cup, you want to have the home tie when you're playing. And look, could be Leeds. And again, I wouldn't mind, you know, rubbing their nose in it. If Leeds were to cause an upset tonight against Chelsea, who knows? You never know if stranger things have happened in it. I mean, I remember when they were League One and a certain ex-Leeds and Leicester striker, Jermaine Bedford, knocked Man United out of the competition. So they have got the momentum. They're still jizzing off over beating league leaders Leicester in the Championship. So wouldn't it be turn of fate?
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Really, I mean, I don't know about you, Chris. If they were to go through Leeds, I'd be backing Leeds tonight to win that game. Not just because it's Championship and we don't have to take on Chelsea, because Chelsea are a bit frail. So I'm not really overawed by Chelsea. But
Keep talking, Brad.
The revenge there, the revenge mission. Play them at Elland Road, knock them out of the cup at the Rome turf. I think that'd be very useful. Again, not ideal because it's away from home. You always want to be in that latter stages because this is the last time, really, we're going to get any advantage with the crowd, because we're one step away from Wembley. Having said that, again, yes, it's a trip to Stamford Bridge or Elland Road that's standing in our way of Wembley. But I'm not overawed. Look, we avoided Man City. Man City have been absolutely avoided by all costs. And, you know, if I was a Newcastle fan, I'd be a bit gutted because they've been a bit meh this season, haven't they?
Yeah.
They've just scraped past Blackburn. They haven't been that brilliant. I think, sadly, I hate to say it, and I'm sure Newcastle fans will disagree with me, and I don't want this to happen from a managerial and a fans perspective, but I'm looking at Newcastle this season and I'm feeling like Eddie Howe will just be told, past his new mate, and this is where we make our big, big name manager move. Maybe Mourinho gets brought in, they trust him to spend. I know they say the FFP is the reason they've not been spending. I don't know how long Eddie Howe was planned to be in charge for, because he's like that nice guy, finishes last sort of thing, doesn't he? He gets the job for a while.
There was a mixture of Newcastle fans on Talk Sport last night driving home. I mean, again, no disrespect to Bournemouth, but trying to get out of Bournemouth's ground, it's like going down like so many back streets and you know, residential areas. It was ages to get out. But look, no, I want Chelsea to beat Leeds, because then we have gone further than Leeds in the Cup.
Yeah,
away to Leeds. I just think Chelsea are beatable at the moment.
Yeah, they are. They are. And that's what Leeds will be thinking tonight, that they are they are beatable. And again, Chris, look, if you said to me you can choose between one of the ties that's unfinished, I would rather get Chelsea and Leeds than I probably would Forest, Man United, Liverpool, Southampton, because A, you know, okay, out of the Championship sides that are available for that, or the weaker of the two sides on paper, out of the two fixtures, Southampton's probably more viable for us to have won. But the odds on them beating their second string, I mean, Liverpool, aren't that great. Whereas we've seen frailties already this season from both Manchester United and Chelsea. I just feel we've got more chance against Chelsea because Pochettino is in a lose-lose now, isn't he, really? I know there's already murmurs of him getting the sack. Chelsea, who knew Chelsea fans had a short fuse? They're already annoyed with Pochettino. So for me, if Chelsea do see off Leeds tonight, whether it's a comfortable win or they scrape by, they're not going to be confident playing Leicester, especially if going into that game, Chris. I don't know the exact date or how many games away
Our Southampton game has been cancelled on Friday night.
I know that, yes, because we're into the cup. So I'd imagine it's that weekend that the game is. I'm sure that may change depending on TV.
We will be at some time that weekend, which is obviously why the Southampton game.
I'm going to make a bold prediction here and say it's a 12:30 on a Saturday kickoff. I guarantee you it'll be some scummy
time.
It's
going to be on the TV. There's only four games.
It's going to be a dumb time kickoff, mate.
Yeah. And we've got Chelsea. Of course, we've got history against Chelsea in the FA Cup, haven't we?
Yeah, we do. The last time we met, we obviously had the blessing from VAR and a goal worthy of winning it, and a memorable night that we broke our own jinx. Chelsea clearly don't like playing at Wembley. That's six straight finals they've played at Wembley and gone on to lose. And again, they've got to get past Leeds first. You know, this could be an all championship tie. We're talking about it as if it's a done deal. But
I'm talking about it because I want to play Chelsea. As much as play Leeds and get my own back, I can't, honestly, if with the amount of wanking and ejaculating they've done by beating us in the league, if they were to beat us in the cup as well, I, to be honest with you, we'd be swimming in jizz.
Well, yeah, I mean, I still think it'd be ironic.
Evening, Leeds fans.
Yeah. Well, I made similar points to this when we played Leeds in the league and they started jizzing all over the place. I said, see where we are in a few more weeks' time, and they actually got further behind. And again, it's taken them about 15 games just to get it down to 6 points. So wouldn't it be funny if they lost tonight, Leicester beat QPR and they lost, and all of a sudden we're back to 9 points, the gap, and they're out the cup, and all of a sudden they're back where they belong, a million miles away behind us. So
I would like us
to fancy our chances against Chelsea. And I don't know if you've read it, Chris. It was under your article on the BBC/Sport, but Cody says they're daring to dream. You know, Enzo's
planning to dream. I don't just read myself on the BBC. That would be nepotism at its biggest, wouldn't it?
I just thought I'd get it.
I did actually say earlier, I actually posted it on obviously Twitter and what have you, and all the other socials. And a Leeds fan came on and went, 5 days and they are still going on about it. And I'm like, and I don't reply to them because it pisses them off if I don't reply to them. But I did feel like saying, well, hang on, 5 days on and you're still on my Twitter feed.
It does amaze me that it's like when that Leeds fan says that we're not that good, and it's like, well, what are you, when he said it on the match day. If you're sad for still going on about it, Chris, then what's he? If he's gone out of his way to keep an eye on everything Leicester, is he sat there with his beady eyes on five computers going, come on, Leicester fans, say something.
No, exactly. Obviously, the Leeds fan sites aren't that good because they're spending so long on mine. But thank you for the views, Leeds fans. It does help me. Yeah. Scott here will just end with this question in. It's a good question. Will Maresca be doing his usual and trying to promote the youngsters through the cup, especially if we play Chelsea? In fairness on that game yesterday, The only youngster, if you like, was Reiki. That was only his second start. He got a yellow card and was taken off, I think, at half time. I mean, Marcel, is he a youngster? I mean, he was playing at the start of the season, wasn't he? So,
yeah, I suppose technically on paper, he is still a youngster, isn't he, Chris? I think it was more the fact that there was a lot more players on that pitch that haven't got a lot of game time compared to what had. I mean, would we have seen Nelson play 120 minutes had Vestergaard not been serving a 2-game suspension? Probably, you know. But to me, I don't know. See where our situation is. I think that could really depend on it, because that's what, 3-4 weeks away to quarterfinals. Yeah. By then, we'll be in single figures of games left. If Leicester have reopened up a gap and are more than safe in the top two, and say we've got, because in case Leeds fans want to forget, first and second do exactly the same. They automatically get promoted. So if we've got like a 15-point gap on third, and then we're going to go to a Friday night or a 12:30 kickoff on a Saturday match to Stamford Bridge, I'd say go for it. Put our strongest 11 out. As much as I love Nelson and Wanyama,
well, Nelson didn't play yesterday, in fairness.
Pardon?
Nelson didn't play yesterday.
He came on. He did come on, is what I meant.
Did he?
Yes, he came on. He came on. He made a tackle in the box at the end. He definitely came on. Brendan swapped it to Brendan, Bell end in my brain.
My God.
Enzo switched it to a back three.
I know Justin came on. You're not getting confused, are
no,
you?
No. He took Pratt off and put...
Yeah.
He went to like a back five sort of thing. Hey, guys, he went to the game and didn't even see it. He must have been there with his phone. He just couldn't figure out the camera. That's
to
why
be honest with you, it was 105th minute. So it was really
He got a run out maybe.
I'm going to be honest with you, and I said this at the start, I actually did go along and I did do some recordings. I am never doing a match day vlog again. It spoils it because you can't watch the fucking game, because every time Leicester are going on the attack, I'm struggling to find my phone to try and record it in case we score.
Chris, you need to get one of them police vest style things, like a power bank, and just put the back of the head of
the guy sat in front of me.
just have it on your chest and record.
Maybe a piss helmet with it on like that. I will not be doing a match vlog again, and I'm not putting it up because they're too early. It just spoiled the whole night for me. I couldn't celebrate a scoring because I was trying to record it. So, match day vlogs, I hate them. I hate doing them, I should say. Nelson did come on at the end. I mean, looking at that starting lineup, I mean, we had Stoutrick, Choudhury, Cody, Vestergaard, Doyle, Pratt, Reiki, Akgunnel, Brighton, Cannon and Marcel, who was the first team at the start of the season. And that was a pretty strong starting lineup. Briggs, Thomas, obviously two, not the Thomas, a different Thomas. We didn't know, but Piera, Fatawu, Soutar on the bench, Ianasto, Justin. There's a lot of big names not there. But I tell you what, watching that game last night, I couldn't see who was the Premier League and who wasn't. One of our songs was Premier League, you're having a laugh. And, it was. But there we go.
Like I say, Chris, we're going to obviously do the review show in a few minutes. So we'll talk more about it there. But for me, it purely depends on Leicester's situation. If the 12-13 clear of third place, going into that game, why not go for it? Why not start your Vestergaards, your Ricky Pees? Because whether they go for it or not, you can't risk your lineup on Pochettino playing his youngsters. So, why not?
I think any team, when you get to the quarterfinals, let's take it seriously.
Yeah, you're one step from Wembley, aren't you? You're literally potentially 90 minutes away from gracing Wembley Stadium. Exactly. And we'll probably get about 12,000 tickets allocated.
I just noticed, I didn't realise that Paul Tierney was the referee last night. That does explain hell of a lot. It really, really does. The attendance last night, 10,872. My God, it was... I mean, obviously, their singing section is right at the other end. It was that bad that at one point, Leicester fans were singing, "We're on the right side," and then coming over to us, and we were singing, "We're on the left side," then back to them, "We're on the right side." Because Bournemouth, I think they turned the volume down. But, right. Brad, thanks very much, mate. And I'm going to want Chelsea more than Leeds, you?
Yeah. I've always warned them, Chris, I'd rather go out to a higher opposition than same opposition. And then, you know, if I would say we're going to, if we get knocked out by Chelsea, at least then they've got a chance of winning it, but they'll bottle it in the final. So, I'd rather have Chelsea and fancy knocking them out anyway.
Yeah. Ronald, FA Cup semi-finals at Wembley is so wrong. Agree 100%, mate. Greg has said, who've we got? Have a look up there, mate. Have a look up. Clues are there. Thanks so much, mate. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care, buddy.
Take care, matey.
Cheers. So there we go. We have got Chelsea or Leeds. Chelsea. Yeah. Oh, hello. Hello. Goodbye. Just wanted to see Brad then. He's pissed. It's all right. Don't worry. There we go. Southampton's cancelled. Southampton Friday night is cancelled. I'll see you in 10 minutes for the... we're going to review the game. We've got Kate on and we've got Craig from Up the Cherries in all departments. So we'll be reviewing last night's game. Thanks very much. Quarter finalists. It sounds good, doesn't it? I'm going to play this one more time simply because I can do and it's my channel. So here, I've got to find it first of all. Here we go.
It didn't happen in 49, 61, 63 or 69 when they reached the final. But the class of 2021 have delivered. Leicester City are FA Cup winners at last and are history makers at Wembley.
Leicester Till I Die TV, home of the FA Cup winners.
Take care. I'll see you at 7:30.
Thanks for watching. These videos are tremendous. You better like them too, or I'll be back.
The TalkSport Fan Network is the ultimate on-demand destination for the UK's best fan-led football podcasts.
Including Leicester Till I Die, independent analysis and reaction for the Foxes faithful.
The TalkSport Fan Network.
Unbeatable club-dedicated content created by the fans, for the fans.
Follow the podcast on the TalkSport Fan Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.